Tomorrow's World Commentary, December 17th, 2022.
Why Satan Loves Christmas, by Wyatt Cecilka. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Most people dismiss the commercialism, the pagan influence, and the impossibility of a December 25th birth, and take comfort in slogans such as, "Put Christ Back in Christmas." But how many professing Christians would feel comfortable celebrating Christmas if they understood that you cannot put Christ back in Christmas, because Christmas is satanic? This is no new understanding, but the churches of the world hide or ignore this truth. The Catholic Encyclopedia reveals that, quote, Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the church. Irenaeus and Tertullian omit it from their lists of feasts, end quote. From the entry Christmas, newadvent.org, accessed October 4, 2022. Christmas was even briefly outlawed in Massachusetts in 1659 and in England in the mid-1600s as being unbiblical. Many understand that before Christmas was the Roman Saturnalia, upon which Christmas is founded. Tertullian, considered an early Catholic Church father, wrote that during the Saturnalia, presents were exchanged and, quote, every pomp of the devil is frequented, end quote. From On Idolatry by Tertullian. But the Saturnalia was simply an adaptation of something earlier, Persian Mithraism. In Mithraism, the midwinter festivals began with worship of Zervan, whose celebrations ended on December 24th. The celebrations then transitioned to worship the reborn Zervan, known as the newborn Mithras, born on December 25th, who brought back the sun after the winter solstice. See the book Mithras, the Secret God, by M.J. Vermaseren, 1963. The Romans eagerly adopted Mithraism in the form of the Saturnalia. Saturnus, as he was known under the name popularized by the Roman world, was in fact the ancient Persian god Mithra, the reborn Zervan. As the Catholic Encyclopedia records, Emperor Diocletian built a temple to Mithra in Carnuntum, and, quote, the 25th December was observed as his birthday, the Natalis Invecti, the rebirth of the winter sun, end quote. From the entry on Mithraism. The pagan god Zervan was depicted as a winged, part-human, part-lion figure. Thus we see that Zervan depicts angelic cherubim characteristics. 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 13, Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 14. Further, Zervan was typically accompanied by snakes wrapped around his legs, arms, or body. From the book The Mysteries of Mithra by Franz Cumont, 1903, page 93. Scripture reveals that Satan is a fallen cherub, Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 14 through 16, and is associated with the snake, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 14, Revelation chapter 20, verse 2. A righteous angel will not permit himself to be worshipped, Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, and chapter 22, verse 9. And Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 warns that idolaters are actually worshipping demons. Clearly, the cherub who demands his worship at the winter solstice is no righteous angel. Whether calling himself Zervan, Saturn, or another eponym, this deity is a proxy for none other than the fallen cherub called Satan. But even the Roman Saturnalia and Persian Mithraism were remnants of an even earlier mystery religion, the Babylonian mystery cult. The ancient Babylonians celebrated the reborn Nimrod as the newborn Tammuz, by worshipping an evergreen tree, now the common Christmas tree. The Babylonians also celebrated this rebirth during the winter solstice. Jeremiah condemns ancient Israel for copying this terrible paganism, and even specifically mentions the decorated tree in Jeremiah chapter 10. Regardless of fond memories, or whether everyone does it, quote-unquote, a true Christian will reject Christmas, because Christ refuses to have any part in idolatry. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. Christ was never part of Christmas, and he will not be put back into it, quote-unquote. Conclusion. God commands us to reject heathen ways. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2, reveals that pagan celebrations are abominations to him. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 13 and 14, and tells us not to change what was taught through Christ and the apostles. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. Understanding this truth, a true Christian will not even consider celebrating Christmas, realizing that these winter solstice celebrations are indeed Satan's celebrations. End of article. To learn more, watch the powerful Tomorrow's World telecasts Christmas, The Missing Message, and Insight into Christmas. Or read the insightful article, Should Christians Keep Christmas? All of this can be easily accessed online at tomorrowsworld.org.